T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I just am glad somebody put an actual definition on it. Like, I don't know whether to expect a quarter of rust from Deshaun Watson, a game of rust, whether it's 5 games, 6 games. I don't know. Now, in fairness, I don't think anybody really knows. I think the whole idea, Dustin, of rust is all of us just speculating. We expect there to be rust. But if you look at 3 to 4 weeks, it's really tough that 2 of those 3 games where that rust would fall in would be against the Ravens and Bengals. But as long as you're – I think – listen, I just don't think you're going to be able to – even if Deshaun Watson isn't perfect over the next 4 weeks, I don't think you're going to be able to stack the box against Nick Chubb the way they've been able to with Jacoby Brissett, because it doesn't matter if Deshaun Watson is flawless. It doesn't matter if there is rust, because – quite frankly, the threat of Deshaun Watson and the ability to throw down the field and make all those throws is so much greater than the threat of like 99% of quarterbacks in the NFL. Certainly,
I wonder how much the Texans will factor that in this first game. Will it be kind of a wait and see, like feel it out type of game? Kind of feel out, are the Browns going to come out, like I said, guns a blazing with Deshaun? I think they will take some shots early, the Browns, just to kind of feel out Deshaun and see, okay, where's he at? Where's his level of feel at? And then I think as they kind of get into the game, they'll revert back to some of their game plan tendencies that they've had with Brissett. But here's the thing. With Deshaun now at quarterback, what it does is it allows all those plays you have with Brissett to have that added element. Mm-hmm. That this guy can escape the pocket, he can make plays scrambling, he can take off and go. Like, there's a lot of things this guy can do.
I also just think this is the kind of game where you can be patient with Deshaun. I agree that I think you got to take a couple shots early.
Yep.
But, like, if Houston scores early, it's not the end of the world for you the way it was a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this, by the way, isn't just about the Browns. The Texans really are only built to play in front. They don't have a great defense. They're starting Kyle Allen, for God's sakes, who is a turnover machine, and quite frankly...
Didn't he beat the Browns once?
I don't remember that.
Okay.
I think he started...
No, you're thinking Brendan Allen.
Brendan Allen. All the...
Different Allen.
All the other Allen.
But, I mean, he did have a successful start to his career in Carolina, and then after like 4 games
Kyle
fell
Allen
apart.
From A&M.
Yeah.
Oh, I do remember him.
He wasn't even a full-time starter there, by the way.
Wasn't even that good there.
Yeah. Walked off, basically a street free agent, won a couple games for Carolina, and that's pretty much been his calling card and why he keeps getting hired.
He was a walk-on, then it was a walk-off.
Yep. but yeah, I mean, I think this is the perfect game to debut a quarterback like Deshaun coming off a long layoff. And so it'll be interesting to see. I mean, Kevin Stefanski has shown a lot of aggressiveness early, but I think that's always been about you have to take every chance you can get, because with Jacoby, you're just not going to get a lot of chances to score. 216-578-0092. When you hear that number, and again, is it speculation? Yes, but at least somebody said it. 3 to 4 weeks reacclimation period for Deshaun Watson. How would that impact your expectations for the Browns down the stretch here? Let's go with Dennis. Dennis, welcome to the show. What you got for us?
Hey, I was just thinking today when the discussion about the negativity surrounding this Deshaun Watson first game, and I'm not minimizing it at all. I recognize there's a lot of controversy for good reason. But what we know now, And what we also don't know going forward, on and off the field, would you rather have Russell Wilson or Watson? I mean, we're talking, you know, Wilson's a bit of a phony. They played like garbage. And then you got, at best, Watson's, you know, kind of a creep. But we don't really know the truth, I guess. So I was curious what your guys' thoughts were on that. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's – it's a tough – listen, I'll just say on the field, even at both at the peak of their powers, Deshaun Watson is the more physically talented quarterback than Russell Wilson is. And Russell has had, at points, he's been one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL. But I think Deshaun has rare kind of talent.
And he's also, what, 7 years younger?
Yeah. Now, off the field, if a guy's corny – I don't care.
Let me tell you something, okay? This may be insensitive, but I'm going to say it anyway because I've been in locker rooms. Like, guys are going to see through the corniness in the locker room, the cheesiness in the locker room, as opposed to what you do. Like, if you've had transgressions, you don't have to be the best guy. What guys care about in the locker room is, can you ball?
And
seriously, that's what they care about.
And can you lead them? And I think all we've ever heard about Deshaun in the locker room is guys respect the way Deshaun carries himself in the locker room.
Yep.
Let's go with Demos. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, doing right, well.
So look, Houston is not that good, but there's still a bunch of NFL players. And the first time that he gets hit hard, some of the rust is going to come off right then and there. But I'm guessing that if he doesn't know the playbook in and out at this point, I mean, that's all he's had to do for the last 2 months is sit there and keep in shape and figure out the playbook. You know, Stefanski, he kind of said it in that little clip you played. They have plays for him that they didn't have for Jacoby. So he better be ready to do some stuff that Stefanski has ready for him. And I hope the rest of the team is, because they're going to be calling out plays that they haven't heard all year. So, you know, I'm guessing they're going to bring him in slowly, but at the same time, we're going to see some different looks that, you know, are going to be portend his future here. However, I'd be surprised if he threw the ball more than 20 times.
Oh,
I really do.
I'd be surprised if he threw it more than 40 times. I bet you. I'll tell you this. I think
so
30.
Somewhere in between.
I think, yeah, I think it's 30 times at least. I mean, Kevin Stefanski was letting Jacoby Brissett, who's a much more limited quarterback, throw upwards of 30 to 35 times in most of those games.
No, I get it, but I'm talking like the, you know, with Chubb and Hunt, it's like we don't need to just immediately go 0 to 60 with him, and I think that we can ease him in and make sure that rust doesn't get completely exposed. That's you know, my feelings on it.
I appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much. You know, it's interesting about what he had to say. Because you've mentioned, you bring him along slowly. I think Kevin Stefanski is going to be a 16-year-old kid that gets like a Ferrari for his 16th birthday. Like, I think Kevin Stefanski, is a peacock and he just wants to fly, to paraphrase the other guys, all right? Kevin Stefanski has been stifled as a play caller by limited quarterbacks his entire career as a head coach. People have said he's not a good play caller. People have said, well, maybe he's a good offensive coordinator, he's not a good head coach. I would bet dollars to donuts. Is that a thing?
Dollars to donuts? I think so.
I'd bet that, because I like donuts and dollars. I would bet that Kevin Stefanski just wants to go out there and just put him on the table. I think Kevin Stefanski is going to he's going to be like a fat ass in a candy store. Looking at myself here. He's going to be like Orson Welles. He's going to have a hard time not eating his fat ass to death. I think I really do. Like, we see it sometimes when he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call that Njoku reversal with Jacoby Brissett as your quarterback. All he wants to do is go full Madden. And he hasn't
full
been able to do it.
14-year-old kid on Madden.
Yep. And now he
just wants to go for it on every play. 4th and 15. Let's go for it.
And I think it's easy in the meetings to be like, guys, listen, it's Ferrari. I get it. It's fast. But we're going to drive sensible here. All right. It's a 25-mile-an-hour zone. We're going to follow the laws here. And, you know, 20 minutes later, you've gotten a ticket for going 75 into 25. I think that's, you can say you want to be, we're going to take care of Deshaun. You can say that all you want. Once you get into the game and feel the power. I think it's going to be tough. Let's go with Bob. How's it going, Bob?
Hey, it's all right. It's going okay, except for before I comment on Deshaun, it was going okay for me today until I got home from work, and my wife informed me that after the holidays that she had volunteered me to take down my neighbor's lights off of their roof. And I'm like, wait a second. If they can put them up on the roof, why can't they take them down?
And
well,
agreed. Why did she do this?
She was afraid to take them down and get up on a ladder. It's like, well, you went up on the ladder to put them up.
Why didn't she
take them down?
Why didn't she volunteer to do this herself?
I don't know. Because I used to be a roofer. So it's like, oh, used to be a roofer. Not anymore.
You should show her by falling off that guy's roof.
Right. Anyway, with Deshaun, Dustin, you know this. How do you feel?
She'd never live it down, Bob. She'd never ask you to go on another person's roof ever again if you just fall off safely once.
Right. But in regards to Deshaun, Dustin.
Yeah, yes, sir.
How do you feel the day after your first game of the season?
How do you feel? You're very sore.
Like you fell off a roof?
Exactly. Like you fell off a roof, Bob.
Like you fell off a roof, right. So Deshaun hasn't had that in 700 days, you know?
What's it feel like to fall off a roof, Bob?
A series or so in the first preseason game. Did he really get knocked around? Did he get sacked? Did he take off and run and get tackled? So I could see some of this reacclimation could include just how he's feeling on Monday. Now, I expect Stefanski to just do whatever he's going to do anyway. You know, it's who knows what he's going to do week to week. Is he going to have Deshaun pass 40 times? That's entirely possible. Will we have him only throw the ball 25 times? Hey, that's what I would prefer, because that means Nick Chubb and Hunt are getting touches, and that's the way to win right now with the Browns. But, you know, I'm taking these last six games as let's just see how Stefanski uses Watson. I'm not really expecting them to run the table. That'd be great if they did. I would be ecstatic. But this season, to me, is pretty much lost unless magic happens, and hopefully that does happen. But I just want to see how he looks in this offense and how Stefanski uses him. And we'll see, you know, unfortunately, you have to wait for next year. But guys, have a good night, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
You
right,
too,
buddy.
Bob.
Thanks,
good,
Bob.
Good luck with that. I really like to volunteer my time and services to help others. I don't like when my time and services have been volunteered by somebody that isn't me. Bob? You have some marriage collateral coming your way that you can play at any point you want. Real quick here. Ryan, we got about 30 seconds, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
I'm better than Bob, apparently.
Fantastic. So I just wanted to comment real quick on how this is going to impact the run game for Nick Chubb. And Dustin will probably back me up on this. A lot of our runs are full flow plays, whether it's stretch, outside zone, even some pin-pull stuff, but we are full flow. And so what kills those runs is that backside defensive end that can crash because there's no threat of a quarterback that runs a 4-3-6 to ever pull the ball. And I'm not saying it has to be zone read schemes, but even under center, when we're booting away, you know, we're going to drag a tight end away from the run, and we can be covered by a safety. But when you have that legitimate run threat, the backside defensive end cannot chase it down. And when we get front side pressure, we don't have the cutback because there's no dangerous quarterback threat out the other way. You know, so I don't know. I'm really excited to see how Nick Chubb is able to hit some of those cutback lanes now that we have a legitimate threat.
Oh, Ryan, do you coach football?
A little bit.
Okay, I could tell. I could tell, buddy.
We appreciate it.
I appreciate
man.
The call.
Yeah. That was some fine
that
football
That was some
talk.
X's and O's talk.
Rodney, welcome to the show. Hello, Rodney.
Rodney.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, two things. Well, Nate, Chubb is a top five running back, and Watson is going to be a top 10 quarterback. So really the offense shouldn't change that much. Yeah, you're going to run different plays that Watson can do, but you can't name a combo where there's a top five running back with a top five to top 10 quarterback offensively in the NFL. Chubb might have his best six games of the year coming up now because teams know who Watson is. He might have been off, but they know who he is. And you got to say, with Watson, if we'd had him all year, we'd have probably won three or four more games. We'd be tied for the division lead at worst, because there's just a few plays that Brissett can't make that Watson can. That's it. But as far as the other thing, the coaching, like, I'm a Cleveland fan of all three sports. My Guardians have a great coach. Francona always overachieves. You'd run through a wall for him. Same thing with JB. JB, you believe he's going to succeed with these young kids because he does. And then you've got Stefanski every year disappoints us. I mean, defensively, Joe Woods, they don't play for him. I coached youth, and running the ball, stopping the run is all about wanting to effort, and they don't give him any effort. And Stefanski, his press conferences, I love to hear you guys just talk about them because they're ridiculous.
All right, Rodney, we appreciate you, buddy, and congrats on your coaching there. You know, I want to get into the first thing about Nick Chubb. I've heard a lot of people talk about the defensive gravity that Steph Curry calls for. We talk about that a lot in basketball. Like, great scorers, guys who can handle the ball, guys who can shoot, guys who can score, command great gravity defensively. They bring pressure to their side of the court, and it helps out their teammates. Well, I think when you have two elite players out of your offensive backfield, like you do with Nick Chubb and Deshaun Watson, I think there just comes a point where, even though you have the same amount of guys on the opposite side of the field as you've got on your side of the field, there's just those guys pull players and you pull focus. Mm-hmm. And I think it's fair to say, you know, Nick Chubb has never played with a Deshaun Watson caliber player, and Deshaun Watson has never played with a Nick Chubb caliber running back in the NFL. And it's almost why, when we talked about Deshaun, I don't want to put a limitation on it. Because, like, they're, what, top 10 defense or top 10 scoring offense right now? They could easily be the best scoring offense in the NFL next year, even though Kareem Hunt might not be back. Even though you've got a financial decision on whether to extend Amari Cooper, even though you might have to kind of replenish that offensive line, if they could do this with Jacoby, and again, it's not meant to slight Jacoby, Deshaun's just a different level of player. And it'd be really interesting to see early on here, how do defenses try and prioritize Nick Chubb and Deshaun Watson? Because either one of those guys can single-handedly beat you without the other guy. Now they're both in the same backfield.
Well, and not to mention, you have another six games with Kareem Hunt, which I'm still going to stand by my bold prediction that at the end of the year, Kareem Hunt's going to have an impact on this next six games, that people are going to be like, you sure you want to let him walk?
I think the only thing that I just don't know how everyone's going to get their touches. You know what I mean? And what I will say is, you should have more offensive series, because I think you're going to be able to score easier and quicker. So maybe that's where the extra touches come for, like, a Kareem Hunt. It will be very interesting to see how they deploy Kareem.
Well, we know this
and
much.
Chubb.
Deshaun's going to touch the football every snap.
That's a fact. Well, no.
Ba-dum-bum.
They could
do a wildcat.
Wildcat, oh. Yeah. Yeah, that was disproved very easily. Brian, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing this evening? First and foremost, I honestly believe that Kevin Stefanski is going to give that 16-year-old the keys to the Ferrari and tell him to floor it.
Know where you're going there.
I do not believe that they will have any restrictions on him. You're about to see some plays from the Browns that you haven't seen all year, just because I honestly believe, and I don't know why, because I've seen Kevin for now for a couple of years, and he likes to play conservative. But I think something's going to flip with him, and he's going to say, you know what? Let's open it up. We don't have anything to lose. So you're about – and Deshaun Watson is going to be the best thing that ever happened to Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb might rush for another 700 or 800 yards over these next 6 weeks, because they're not going to be able to stack the box.
You know what's interesting about your line there about giving the keys to the Porsche to the 16-year-old? That being –
It's a Ferrari.
A Ferrari. Thank you. Clearly. How could I mess those two cars up?
Big difference.
People in the know the difference. I would not. I don't think my fat ass could fit in either. But
probably not.
But I could try. Like, if you cut the top off it with, like, the jaws, I could, like, sit on top of it. Like Donkey Kong driving the Mario Kart.
The Mario Kart.
But I think the reason why, now I forgot his name because we were jacking around so much, that last caller might be right about the idea of just Kevin Stefanski just letting Deshaun Watson out there, twofold. One, Deshaun is really accurate and doesn't throw a lot of interceptions. So the worst case scenario with this rust idea is probably a few more incompletions and probably not as much turnover-based fear as you might have with Jacoby Brissett or even most quarterbacks. And I think the second thing is your margin for error with Deshaun, with a franchise quarterback, it's not even just about Deshaun, your margin of error with Mahomes and Allen and all these elite quarterbacks is so much. Guys, it's going to be night and day when you watch the Browns offense because you're not going to get penalized the same way on Deshaun interception or fumble the way you would with Jacoby.
Yeah, like for instance, last weekend, it wasn't a huge turnover, right? But even being down 7 points in the fourth quarter, it seemed insurmountable, right? I feel like with Deshaun now at quarterback, you're going to be in these positions, i.e. the Packers when they were down 14 Cowboys a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. and they came back and won. Like, with Deshaun at quarterback, you will have the room for error. He will be the eraser for all the mistakes that get tossed at you throughout the game. And that's going to be for the first time. I got a text about this today from a friend. He's like, for the first time in my lifetime, I'm going to have a quarterback to watch that can do that, that is a top five talent, that can actually take you and lead you, put the team on your back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.